Well, in the case of the Paycheck Protection Program, which is the Small Business Administration loan guarantee, farmers qualify for that program. So a farmer has been able, up until the money ran out, the first tranche of money, now the second amount of money is available. Farmers have the ability to apply. And then again, that's the program that mostly we've talked about small businesses utilizing. But farmers who also have less than 500 employees, which would generally be most farmers, can get a loan that's guaranteed, get a loan through their local lender, have that guaranteed by the SBA, and if they continue to keep their employees employed, most of that loan can be forgiven. So it's about keeping people to work at work. It's about keeping people on the payroll who might not be able to go to work because of COVID. And it's about keeping the relationship between a business and their employees intact and to keep the business alive and surviving. And farmers certainly need that. In addition to the Paycheck Protection Act, there's another SBA program that in this last set of legislation we made farmers eligible for. It's an emergency program that they could now qualify. And there's $19 billion that the Secretary of Agriculture in grant programs is developing the rules for. Sign up is announced to be in early May, which isn't very far away now, with some additional money coming to agricultural producers, including livestock producers, in June. Early June is what they say. We'll see if those timetables are accurate, but timing is important in this. Every day that goes by, it can be less likely that a business is in business, less likely that a person is employed.